Friends by Mail, Feasting on the Scriptures. Thank you for the Book of Mormon Feast in the January 2012 issue of The Friend. Our family loves learning about the stories from the Scriptures, and the Book of Mormon Feast helped us read the Scriptures together, even though we are all different ages. Each night, Teague runs to bring everyone a copy of the Scriptures. Gavin says, "I feel close to Jesus when I read the Scriptures." We love to read the Scriptures at dinner time. When we are all home, we try to read every day, but if we miss one, we don't get discouraged and quit. We just try harder the next day. Caleb says, "The missionaries came over for dinner and challenged us to give a Book of Mormon away. I knew I could accept the challenge because we had read it as a family, and I knew it was a true book about Jesus. We are very excited for the Old Testament Scripture Challenge. Noe is especially excited because she is named after Noah, one of Zelophehad's daughters in the Old Testament. See Numbers chapter 27, verses 1 to 11. She says, "Reading the Book of Mormon has helped me feel more love for my family. We love the Book of Mormon feast. We are excited to read the Old Testament together as a family." Caleb, Noe, Gavin, Teague, and Hiram are ages 10, 10, 6, 3, and 1. Ontario, Canada. See the Old Testament Scripture Challenge on pages 24 to 26.
Dear friends, this year we're inviting you to come along for a world tour. Cut out and fold the passport on page 7. Each month, cut out the stamps from the Friends Around the World story to glue to your passport. By December, you will have visited 12 different countries. To print out extra passports, go to friendsaroundtheworld.lds.org. Happy travels, the friend. P.S. Through Your Eyes has moved. Turn to page 48 to find the photo and a fun cartoon. Note: was there a letter or story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
Follow the Prophet. You Found Me, Bishop, by Heidi S. Swinton. President Thomas S. Monson was 22 years old when he was called to be a bishop. As a young bishop, he watched carefully over the members of his ward, especially those who didn't often come to church. One Sunday morning, he noticed that a young man named Richard was missing. This was not unusual because Richard often missed church. But Bishop Monson decided to try to find him. First, he went to Richard's home. When Richard's mother answered the door, she said he was working at a gas station. Bishop Monson drove to the gas station. He looked everywhere but could not find Richard. Then he felt inspired to look down in the grease pit at the side of the building. As he looked down into the dark pit, he saw a pair of shining eyes looking back at him and heard Richard say, "You found me, Bishop. I'll come up." Bishop Monson told Richard how much the priest corps missed him and needed him. Richard nodded and promised to come to church the next Sunday. He came to church the next week and the weeks after that. Then he and his family moved away. One evening, Bishop Monson got a phone call from the bishop in Richard's new ward. He asked Bishop Monson to give a talk in the ward before Richard left to serve a mission. Richard served as a valiant missionary, and he also later served as a bishop. He said that the turning point in his life was when Bishop Monson found him in a grease pit that Sunday morning and encouraged him to come back to church. Being a friend to someone who is missing the opportunity to come to church is one way we can follow the Lord's commandment: love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15, verse 12. Words from President Monson. The best way to help people to become fully active in the church is to love them. From How Do We Show Our Love? Ensign, January 1998, page 5. End of the article, Follow the Prophet. You Found Me, Bishop, by Heidi S. Swinton. Read by David Shaw.
Just Like the Scriptures, by Renee Waite Mackley, based on a true story. We thought the hike was going great until we saw the trail marker. "And I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders." Mosiah chapter 24, verse 14. 10-year-olds are pretty smart. We like to figure things out on our own. My dad always tells me to liken the scriptures to myself. Liken means that you try to use what you learn from the scriptures in your life. So, when we're reading together as a family, I sometimes blurt out something before Dad can explain it to us. Like, I know, Dad, we're supposed to fast and pray, like it says in the scriptures. He smiles because I always get the right message. But one time, I found out that the scriptures really can be a lot like my life. It all happened when we went on a backpack trip for a family reunion. I carried my own backpack and sleeping bag, and I didn't complain. After all, it was only supposed to be 4 miles, 6.5 kilometers to the lake. I could make it, no problem. The hike wasn't too hard, but I was glad to stop for a rest after 2 miles, 3 kilometers. Then we saw the first trailhead sign. It said that the lake was still 6 miles, 9.5 kilometers away. My dad didn't have to tell me that the trail was really twice as long as we first thought. I already figured that out. He did need to remind us to make our water last longer. My dad's advice was important but hard to follow. The afternoon sun was hot, and we hardly had any shade on the trail. It seemed like we were never going to reach the lake. The grown-ups stayed in the back with the youngest kids, and the older cousins went on ahead. I stayed with 3 cousins my age, and we ended up somewhere in between. When we couldn't see anyone ahead or behind us anymore, we started to get nervous. Our backpacks felt heavy, and our water bottles were empty. How much farther did we have to go? Finally, we got so worried and tired that we decided to stop and pray. After the prayer, we picked up our backpacks and trudged on. Just a little while later, we heard hoofbeats coming up the trail. We waited and saw a man on a horse riding towards us. He stopped and gave us some water. He explained that our older cousins had hurried to the lake with a water filter to start pumping water to bring back to us. The man heard about how we needed water and had agreed to help. "Do any of you need help with your backpacks?" he asked. I looked at my cousins and they smiled back at me. We actually felt pretty good. "You better go on and help the others," we said to the man. "We're fine." And it was true. The rest of the way to the lake, it felt like angels were lifting our packs and pushing us along. A week later, my family was reading the Book of Mormon. My eyes opened wide when we read these words, "And I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders, that even you cannot feel them upon your backs." Mosiah chapter 24, verse 14. "That's what happened on the trail," I blurted out. I didn't have to think about how to use this scripture in my life. It describes something that had already happened in my life. It was amazing. I could hardly wait to find other scriptures that were like my life. And that's how I learned I could liken the scriptures to me, and I could also liken me to the scriptures.
Sidebar. Let us commit to reading the scriptures with more purpose and more focus. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency.
End of the story, just like the scriptures. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Family Fun Time. You can use these ideas to have fun learning with your family. Make a plan. Pull out the scripture chart and references on pages 24 through 26. Put them where everyone can see them. Decide what time your family will read the scriptures each day. Liken charades. Read just like the scriptures on pages 4 and 5. Now practice likening the scriptures to yourself. Split into 2 groups. Group 1 acts out a scripture story, while Group 2 guesses which story it is. Then, Group 2 acts out a modern-day example of a story for Group 1 to guess. Use these scripture stories or choose your own. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 10, and verses 26 through 30. Alma chapter 23, verses 16 and 17, and chapter 24, verses 17 through 19. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. Verse 45, and verses 48 through 50. Daniel chapter 6, verses 7, 11, and 16 through 23. Scripture cookies. To find the ingredients, look up the scripture references and fill in the blanks. Before you make the cookies, check your answers in the list of ingredients below. Be sure to get an adult's help with this recipe. 3/4 cup. The words of his mouth were smoother than blank. Psalm chapter 55, verse 21. 1/3 cup. Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, by blank and honey. 2 Nephi, chapter 26, verse 25. 1 1/2 cups. To what purpose cometh there to me the blank from a far country? Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 20. 2. As one gathereth blank that are left, have I gathered all the earth. Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 14. 2 cups. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine blank. 1 Kings, chapter 4, verse 22. 1 teaspoon. Take thou also unto thee principal spices, and of sweet blank half so much. Exodus, chapter 30, verse 23. 1 teaspoon. Ye are the blank of the earth. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. 1/2 teaspoon. The kingdom of heaven is like unto blank. Matthew, chapter 13, verse 33. 3 cups. Nevertheless, blank for the horse. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verse 17. 1 cup. And they gave him 2 clusters of blank. 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 12. Step 1. Beat the first 4 ingredients together. Step 2. Mix in the rest of the ingredients. Step 3. Drop by teaspoonfuls onto a greased cookie sheet. Step 4. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 15 minutes. Answers. Answer 1. 3/4 cup butter. Answer 2. 1/3 cup milk. Answer 3. 1 1/2 cup sugar. Sweet cane. Answer 4. 2 eggs. Answer 5. 2 cups flour. Answer 6. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. Answer 7. 1 teaspoon salt. Answer 8. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Answer 9. 3 cups oats. Answer 10. 1 cup raisins. End of the section, Family Fun Time. Read by Charlene Stewart.
Choosing Not to Cheat, a True Story Written by You, by Christopher P., age 7, California, USA. My teacher asked to talk to me. Did I do something wrong? When I was in 2nd grade, I took some tests for language arts and math. I really wanted to do well, but I was also very, very nervous. On the first day, the teacher handed out the test. She told us that we needed to keep our eyes on our own paper and not to look at our neighbor's answers. It took 2 hours to take the test. I was glad when the first day was over. The next day, the teacher kept reminding us to keep our eyes on our own paper. I kept my head down and used my scratch paper to calculate the answers for the math test. At break time, the teacher asked me to talk to her in private. I was a little scared because I didn't know why she wanted to talk to me. Then, she told me that another student had been looking at my test and was copying my answers. The other student was cheating. The teacher asked me to be her special helper and use my scratch paper to cover my answer when I was done. After the test was over, the teacher talked to my mom and told her what had happened. The teacher said that I was one of only a few second graders who did not cheat that day. My mom was so proud of me for choosing the right. I know that cheating is not what Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ would want me to do. I felt so good knowing that I did not cheat and that my parents and Heavenly Father were proud of me. I know that following the principles of the gospel, like not cheating, will lead me closer to my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. End of the story, Choosing Not to Cheat, read by Brett Venable.
In this month's Bright Idea poster, we see a family sitting down to breakfast while the sun shines through the window, with the following caption: This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. End of Bright Idea poster. Talent Show Surprise by Liz Charles, based on a true story. Not every talent needs a stage. For there are many gifts, and to every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 11. Sister Meekum stood up in primary and said, Boys and girls, we want you to share your wonderful talents at our primary celebration show. Allison slid down in her chair. What could she possibly perform at a talent show?
She didn't sing, play an instrument, dance, or do anything else like that. Her best friend, Sarah, leaned over. "I know what song I want to sing." "You'll be awesome," Allison said. And she would, too. Sarah had such a pretty singing voice. And, of course, Courtney was incredible on the piano. Allison glanced around the room. Everybody else had a special talent. Everybody but her. Later that day, Allison helped Mom deliver some surprise cookies to Sister Moody. Allison rang the doorbell. "Who's there?" asked a soft voice. "Sister Andrews," answered Mom, "and my daughter. We wanted to drop off some of Allison's homemade cookies." Sister Moody opened the door and her face lit up in a big smile. "My favorite!" Sister Moody took the plate gratefully. "What a talent. Thank you so much for sharing it with me." Allison's heart skipped a beat. Baking cookies was a talent? During the car ride home, Allison glanced up at Mom. "Mom, Sister Moody said baking cookies is a talent. Is she right?" "You bet she is." "But, well, you can't bake cookies on a stage. Nobody claps when you mix dough in a bowl or pull cookies out of the oven." Allison always figured making cookies was no big deal. She'd made that chocolate chip recipe so many times she had it memorized. "Not all talents belong on a stage, sweetheart," Mom said. "Some people are thoughtful friends or wonderful gardeners. Being able to cook well is definitely a talent not everyone has." Allison thought about what Mom had said. Was it really that simple? A moment later, she asked, almost in a whisper, "Do you think I could bake cookies for the primary talent show?" Mom reached over and squeezed Allison's hand. "I think that's a great idea." On the day of the talent show, Allison rushed home from school and started baking. She made 5 batches of her favorite chocolate chip cookies. The house filled with the smell of the chocolatey goodness. At the talent show, Allison sat next to Sarah and Courtney. "Your name's not on the program," Sarah said. "Aren't you doing anything?" "Yes, but it's a surprise." One by one, her friends performed. Allison clapped loudly each time. They really were impressive. When everyone finished, Sister Meekum stood and thanked everyone for participating. "Often, we only think of talents as being good at music, art, and singing," Sister Meekum said. "However, talents come in many different forms." Tonight, Allison wanted to share her own special talent. After the closing prayer, you're all invited into the next room to enjoy her homemade chocolate chip cookies. Oohs and mmms filled the room. After the prayer, everybody hurried into the next room. "These are so good," Sarah said, taking a bite of her second cookie. "I wish I could make cookies this yummy," Courtney said. Within minutes, only crumbs remained. Everyone complimented Allison on the delicious cookies. She felt so happy inside. Sister Moody was right. She had a talent to share after all.
Sidebar. You need never feel inferior. You need never feel that you were born without talents. President Gordon B. Hinckley, you never need feel inferior. You need never feel that you were born without talents.
End of the story, Talent Show Surprise, read by Maya Reinwand.
Friends around the world. Hola, amigos. We're Mahanrai and Helaman from Mexico. From an interview with Amy Jane Lovett. Pack your bags. Come meet friends around the world. Mahanrai and Helaman are brothers who live on the coast of Mexico. Their parents named them after 2 great men from the Book of Mormon. Mahanrai Moriankamer was the brother of Jared. He saw the finger of the Lord. Captain Helaman was a righteous leader. He led the 2,000 stripling warriors. These brothers hope to live up to the names that their parents gave them. They want to be just like Mahanrai and Helaman from the Book of Mormon. I love to see the temple. The Guadalajara, Mexico temple is the 11th of 13 temples in Mexico. Our parents were sealed in the Guadalajara, Mexico temple in 2003. This is the closest temple to where we live. It takes about 6 hours to drive there. We love to visit the temple and know that someday we will go inside, just like our parents do now. We enjoy spending time as a family. Every Saturday, we go to the beach near our home. We eat shrimp, our favorite food, and tacos and tortas, a kind of sandwich. We walk along the Malecón or waterfront street. We make sandcastles and play in the ocean. Turn to page 16 for a yummy shrimp taco recipe. End of Friends Around the World. Hola, amigos. We're Mahanrai and Helaman from Mexico. Read by Susie Venable.
Bulletin board. Fun facts about Mexico. Have you met Mahanrai and Helaman yet? They're brothers from Mexico, and on pages 14 and 15, you can read more about them. Here are some fun facts about Mexico. Several ancient peoples lived in Mexico, like the Mayans and Aztecs, who may be descendants of the people in the Book of Mormon. More than 1 million church members live in Mexico. Mexico is about the size of Spain, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, and Germany put together.
Shrimp tacos. Step 1. Sauce. Mix half cup of fat-free plain yogurt with quarter cup chopped cilantro, 3 tablespoons lime juice, quarter teaspoon cayenne pepper, and salt to taste. Step 2. Shrimp. Heat shrimp in olive oil over medium heat. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and cook until the shrimp is bright pink and white. Step 3. Taco. Warm tortillas in the microwave until soft. Build your taco with shrimp and sauce and add chopped cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, or whatever else seems yummy.
Family history. I am doing it. Mahanrai and Helaman were named after people in the Book of Mormon. Do you know where your name comes from? Ask a parent to tell you stories behind any special names in your family. This year, you could start a family history journal by writing down the answers to these questions.
Crafty cascarones. In Mexico, people sometimes celebrate the new year by making confetti-filled eggs called cascarones. When you gently crack a cascaron on someone's head, the shower of confetti is supposed to bring him or her good luck. Here's how to make your own. Be sure to ask for an adult's help when you make this craft. You will need raw eggs, dish soap, spoon, glue, Easter egg dyes and small bowls, paper confetti, and tissue paper. 1. Gently tap the end of the eggshell with a spoon to make a small crack. Make a hole big enough to pour the egg out. Now would be a good time for scrambled eggs. 2. Gently rinse the shell with dish soap and water. 3. Follow the directions for the Easter egg dyes to color the shells. Let them dry whole side down so any extra liquid drips out. 4. When the shells are dry, carefully fill them with confetti. 5. Glue a piece of tissue paper over the hole in the shell to keep the confetti from falling out. End of bulletin board.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. In this episode, Mandy enters the bedroom and sees Matt reclining on his bed, shooting baskets into the waste paper basket. She asks Matt,
"Hey, Hotshot, did Mom talk to you about the piano yet?"
Matt retorts,
"If it's missing, I didn't take it."
Mandy then says,
"You think you're funny, but it sounds like we're both going to be taking the piano."
And Matt replies,
"You mean taking piano lessons again?"
Mandy kicks one of the wads of paper Matt missed from the garbage can and says,
"Yeah, Mom found out that Sister Jenkins gives lessons."
Matt starts thinking and replies,
"I don't like practicing, but playing was starting to be fun. And Dad says knowing how to play will come in handy on my mission."
Mandy explains,
"Mom says if I keep playing, I'll be really glad someday. She loved playing piano in primary. Besides, I was finally learning some fun songs."
Matt makes a face and jokingly responds,
"Fun for you, maybe, but the rest of us had to listen to you."
End of the January episode of The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
A Blessing for Katie by Jen Pinbrough, Church Magazines, based on a true story. If Katie wasn't sick, why did she need a blessing? "And the Lord shall guide thee continually," Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. Beth skipped up the sidewalk to her house. She could see Dad in the driveway, loading the car with suitcases.
"Is it time to go?"
she called out.
"Just about,"
Dad said.
Run inside and grab a snack, and make sure you have everything you want to take in your backpack.
This vacation was going to be extra special. Beth's older cousin Katie was coming along, and Beth had everything all planned out. On the car ride, Katie could teach her some new camp songs. When they stopped for a picnic, Katie could push her on the swings, and she and Katie could swim in the motel pool and play games. Beth had packed her favorite movie about dogs so they could watch it together. Katie was so funny and nice. When Beth got older, she wanted to be just like Katie. Beth ran inside and found Mom sitting at the computer. She was just hanging up the phone.
"Was that Katie?"
Beth asked excitedly.
"Will she be here soon?"
Mom shook her head.
"I'm sorry, honey. Katie isn't going to be able to go with us after all. Next Saturday, she is going to have her patriarchal blessing."
Beth felt the excitement drain out of her.
"Why does Katie need a blessing? She was already baptized, and she isn't a new baby."
Beth almost laughed at that thought.
"Certainly not,"
Mom said, smiling. Then Beth thought of something that made her throat feel tight.
"Is Katie sick?"
she asked quietly.
"Katie's just fine. Blessings aren't just for baptisms or new babies or sickness. A patriarchal blessing is a very special kind of blessing, and Katie is really excited to have it."
"But what is it for?"
Mom thought for a moment.
"Do you remember when we went to visit Grandma on our last vacation? We made a wrong turn, and it took us a long time to get to her house."
Beth nodded.
"I was really hungry when we got there."
"Well, what do you think we should do to keep from getting lost this time?"
Mom asked. Beth looked at the computer screen. It showed a map and a blue squiggly line leading from their house all the way to the motel.
"Bring a map,"
she said.
"Good idea. Katie's patriarchal blessing will be like a map that shows Katie how to get back to Heavenly Father. It will tell her about good choices she should make and warn her about things that might be harmful. It will tell her about wonderful blessings she will receive when she follows Heavenly Father's commandments. It will guide Katie through her whole life."
Beth began to feel a little happier.
"Will I get a blessing like that too?"
"Yes. When you get older, you can have your own blessing to help you stay on the path back to Heavenly Father."
Beth turned to the computer. She looked at the map and the bright blue line that told her family just where they needed to go. She looked back at Mom and smiled.
"Just like Katie?"
"Yes, just like Katie."
Sidebar: what is a patriarchal blessing? It is a special blessing that gives Heavenly Father's guidance and promises just for you. It will help you stay close to Heavenly Father and return safely back to Him. You will get a written copy of your blessing. Keep it safe and read it often. How do you say it? Patriarchal.
Sidebar: your patriarchal blessing is your passport to peace in this life. It is a liahona of light to guide you unerringly to your heavenly home. President Thomas S. Monson.
End of the story, A Blessing for Katie, by Jan Pinborough.
Special Witness: what does it mean to be a Christian? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. A Christian has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A Christian believes that through the grace of God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, we can repent. When we follow Jesus Christ, we become who Heavenly Father wants us to be. The word Christian means taking upon us the name of Christ. We do this by being baptized and receiving the Holy Ghost. From Being a More Christian Christian, Ensign, November 2012, pages 90 through 92. End of Special Witness: what does it mean to be a Christian? Read by Scott Tippetts. Old Testament Scripture Challenge. Noah was a prophet of the Old Testament. He kept the commandments and helped his family stay safe during the flood by listening to the Word of God. You can keep the commandments and help your family, too, by reading from the Old Testament every week this year. Follow the weekly reading suggestions on page 26. You can read by yourself or with your family. When you are done, you will have read some of the most important stories in the Old Testament. End of Old Testament Scripture Challenge. Read by Scott Tippetts.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher. From an interview by Linda Davies.
My name is Cheryl Gardner, and I'm a teacher in Washington, D.C.
How do you become a teacher?
To be a teacher, you first need to learn. I took college classes in math, science, English, social studies, and many other subjects. At school, I also learned how to teach, because each child learns differently. Heavenly Father helped me understand that every one of my students is special. Each learns in his or her own unique way.
What does a teacher do?
Our school is in a big city, and there are a lot of ways my students need my help. I teach my students subjects such as math, science, reading, and social studies. But I am also their friend, referee, coach, and even nurse. I am happy that I can help them.
Why do you like being a teacher?
I love to hear laughter as my students work on an assignment together. The sweetest sound is when a student says, "Miss Garner, I understand. This is easy. I love math." I also feel blessed when I see my students stand up for one another when someone needs a friend.
How does Heavenly Father help you?
Each day on my way to work, I think about my testimony. I like to pray to Heavenly Father because He hears my prayers. When I pray, I ask Him to help me get through the day. He tells me that I should be the answer to my students' prayers. He tells me to love them, smile at them, and listen to them. When I hear this, I know I am blessed and try to be even more grateful to be their teacher.
Watch a video about Cheryl at friend.lds.org. End of the article, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Teacher. From an interview by Linda Davies. Prayers and Potatoes by Ray Goldrup, based on a true story. Everyone was hungry. Didn't God care? Whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials. Alma chapter 36, verse 3.
June 15th, 1851.
My mother made me this journal, and this is my first time writing in it. My name is Patrick O'Hurley. I am 11 years old, and I live with my family on a potato farm in Ireland. A potato famine has been going on for 5 years now. Many people have died from hunger and disease, like my friend Bartholomew and my grandmother Melvina. Everyone is hungry, even my dog, Whiskers. He keeps chewing my shoes no matter where I hide them. August 1st. I don't know if God really cares. Dot and Ma say He does. They say we just have to have faith. But the famine is still going on. Why doesn't God answer my family's prayers? I think maybe He has forgotten about us. We're only potato farmers. Maybe we're not important enough for Him to remember. August 27th. Two Mormon missionaries visited us yesterday. They spoke about God and His Son and a plan God has for everyone, even us. The missionaries said we were children of God and that each one of us is very important to Him. At first, I wasn't sure about it, but last night I prayed hard and I felt something inside of me. A feeling as warm as the blanket Ma made me to use on cold winter nights. August 29th. The missionaries helped us understand the reason for trials. We learned that difficulties help us grow and test our faith so we can become more like Heavenly Father. I asked them why some trials go on, and the tall one said, "If all our trials were fixed in a single moment, how could we become stronger inside? Our legs couldn't become stronger if we could climb any mountain in a single step." January 7th. 1852. My faith is a lot stronger now, and I am happy. The famine has not ended yet, but we know that in the Lord's good time it will. We prayed we could leave Ireland, and the Heavenly Father has provided a way. We will be leaving for Canada in about 2 weeks. I know now that it is after the trials that the blessings come. January 8th. Whiskers still chews on my shoes. Daw says it keeps me humble. Then he left. So did everybody else. Even me. We know blessings come after our trials. So I asked Ma if after Whisker chews up my shoes, I will be able to get a brand new pair. I didn't hear what she said because Daw laughed even louder.
Sidebar: The Great Hunger. Ireland is a beautiful green island west of Great Britain. In Patrick's time, potatoes were the main food for many people. Around 1845, a plant disease, or blight, infected the potato crop in Ireland. From 1846 to 1852, the harvests were so small that there was a famine. The Irish called this time the Great Hunger. Many died from starvation or disease. Many others, like Patrick's family, had to leave Ireland. End of the story, Prayers and Potatoes by Ray Goldrup.
Read by Ethan Nelson.
I Can Play It. Music, He Sent His Son. Words by Mabel Jones Gabbett. Music by Michael Finlinson Moody. Copyright 1982 by Mabel Jones Gabbett and Michael Finlinson Moody. Arrangements, copyright 2014 by Michael Finlinson Moody. All rights reserved. Note, you can print out or listen to this song at friend.lds.org. How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent His Son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? He sent His Son to walk with men on earth that we may know. How could the Father tell the world of sacrifice, of death? He sent His Son to die for us and rise with living breath. What does the Father ask of us? What do the Scriptures say? Have faith, have hope, live like His Son, help others on their way. What does He ask? Live like His Son. End of the section, I Can Play It. End of music, He Sent His Son. Words by Mabel Jones Gabbett. Music by Michael Finlinson Moody.
For Little Friends, A Busy Day for Hands by Amanda Hill. First of all, when I wake up, I fold my hands in prayer. They feed me, dress me, brush my teeth, and hold my teddy bear. They do not hit or poke or pinch. When sharing, they let go. They stop what they are doing when mommy tells me no. They pat and tickle, pet the cat. They write a note to say, I love you, and when daddy asks, they clean up right away. By evening, it is time to pray, and so I fold them tight. My hands have had a busy day doing what is right. End of the story, A Busy Day for Hands. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Hiram's Primary at Home by Olivia Corey. Hiram and Emily F., ages 7 and 6 from California, USA, like going to primary. They like singing songs and spending time with their friends. Last December, Hiram and his family found out that he has an illness called leukemia. He needs special medicine to help him heal. It's important for him to stay away from germs, so he and Emily can't go to primary while he's getting better. But their primary leaders found a way for Hiram and Emily to come to primary, even though they can't be there in person. Each week, the primary secretaries set up a video call with Hiram, Emily, and their mom. On live video, they can hear the lessons and sharing time, learn the songs for the primary program, and be with their friends. Hiram hopes he will be better in time for his baptism this summer. Until then, he is happy he can still be part of primary. Sidebar. Emily says, my favorite thing is singing time. Hiram says, I feel so happy when I get to see my friends. About Hiram. Scripture hero, David. Favorite foods, pizza, corn, and steak. Hobbies, spending time with his friends, building with plastic blocks, and going to the beach. About Emily. Scripture heroes, Nephi and Esther. Favorite foods, pizza, feta cheese, ice cream, and Brussels sprouts. Hobbies, visiting the Butterfly Museum, riding her bike, and collecting shells. End of the article, Hiram's Primary at Home, by Olivia Corey. Read by Kate Strongen.
Show and Tell. The girls in the Activity Days group of the Sand Creek Ward, Fountain, Colorado Steak, wanted to learn to sew. They found a perfect way to learn and to give service. They spent two activities making dolls and then took them to the local police station. Now the policeman can give the dolls to children in need. The girls enjoyed the opportunity to serve.
My baptism day was a very important day in my life. My father baptized me. Many members of my ward and my friends came. My grandparents also came. When I was baptized, I felt happy and knew it was the right choice. I felt peace when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. J.R., age 8, West Java, Indonesia.
Code K, age 3, Texas, USA, is happy to go to primary with his big sister. He says he likes reading his own Book of Mormon.
Heavenly Father's plan. I am a child of God, and He has a plan for me. The plan of salvation, the plan of love, the plan of family, the plan of faith, the plan to get baptized, the plan to get married someday. He has a plan for everyone and will guide us along the way. Lainey A., age 8, Utah, USA.
Sydney W., age 12, Utah, USA, just joined Young Woman. The things she learned in primary helped increase her testimony of the gospel.
Ever since I was little, my mother and father have taught me about the temple. It is very far away, but I love going there with my family. When I was sealed to my parents, I was finally able to go inside. It is very beautiful. Now when we go, I stay outside to wait. When I am older, I will make covenants in the temple. David V., age 6, Nicaragua.
I like to help my mom with family home evening. Our family wants to go to the temple so we can be together forever. When I grow up, I want to serve a mission. Katie P., age 12, Honduras.
Mackenzie and Zachary B., ages 9 and 7, Alberta, Canada, went to the open house for the Calgary, Alberta Temple, and then they built their own temple out of building blocks. They felt the spirit at the open house. The temple helps them feel closer to Heavenly Father.
My friend Burnley has been the best example of what a true friend really is. When I started first grade, I cried every day. I did not like being away from my mom. Burnley was there for me every day. One morning, my mom and I had just finished praying when there was a knock at the door. It was Burnley. I think Heavenly Father told her to come. She walked me to the bus, telling me it would be okay. I'm so grateful Heavenly Father has given me a great friend who can be at school with me. Jada W. with Brunley H., both age 6, Utah, USA.
Other contributors: Riley A., age 8, California, USA. Abigail A., age 8, Spain. Joshua K., age 6, Utah, USA. McKenna R., age 9, Texas, USA. James O., age 8, Ohio, USA. Devon Hiep, age 11, Cambodia. End of show and tell.
Following Jesus. Learn about Jesus. What Jesus taught. One day, Jesus was in the temple. He healed a man who couldn't walk. Then he told the people who were watching how they could learn more about him. He said, "Search the scriptures. They are they which testify of me." John chapter 5, verse 39. This month's challenges. Look in the topical guide in the scriptures to find some verses about Jesus Christ. Mark your favorites and memorize one. Read Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 14. Think about how Jesus felt about children. Take time to pay attention to and help someone younger than you. Look through the first four books of the New Testament to find stories about Jesus. Draw a picture of one of the stories and share it with your family. I challenge myself to blank.
Sidebar: Following Jesus Today. I was reading my scriptures and I found one I really liked. It was 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. It talked about feasting upon the words of Christ, and that if we do this, the Holy Ghost will tell us all the things we should do. This scripture helps me choose the right. I memorized it a long time ago. Madeline G., age 8, Utah, USA.
End of the article, Learn About Jesus, read by Brett Venable.
Friend to Friend by Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President. The Victory Tunnel. How great the plan of our God, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 13. During the spring, my husband and I attended our 4-year-old grandson's soccer game. Excitement was in the air as children ran in every direction chasing the ball. When the final whistle blew, the players didn't know who won or who lost. They had simply played the game. The coaches asked the players to shake hands with the other team. Then we saw something quite remarkable. One coach called for a victory tunnel. Parents, grandparents, and anybody who came to see the game stood up and formed two lines facing each other. Then they raised their arms and created an arch. The children squealed as they ran under the arms of the cheering adults and down the path. Soon the children from the other team decided to join in the fun. All of the players were cheered on by the adults as they ran through the victory tunnel. In my mind, I could see another picture. I had the feeling I was seeing these children living the plan Heavenly Father created for every child. They were running on the straight and narrow path, under the arms of the people who loved them. Each child felt the joy of being on the path. Jesus Christ has marked the path and led the way for each of us. If we follow His lead, we will all return to our heavenly home and be safe in Heavenly Father's arms. End of the story, The Victory Tunnel, by Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, read by Susie Venable.
Bringing Primary Home. Learn more about this month's primary theme. Heavenly Father prepared a way for me to return to Him. Before we came to earth, we all lived in heaven with our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father told us about His plan for us. We chose to follow Heavenly Father's plan and come to earth. Heavenly Father loves us and wants us to return to Him. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to show us the way and help us get back to Him. We follow the path back to Heavenly Father by being baptized and confirmed, taking the sacrament, making temple covenants, and living with faith. When we return to Heavenly Father, He will welcome us back with open arms. Song and Scripture, He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, pages 34 to 35. John chapter 3, verse 16. Ideas for Family Talk. This message explains Heavenly Father's plan in a very simple way. You could have members of the family take turns using the visuals to explain the different parts of the plan. Then, you could talk together about how you can help each other stay on the path that leads back to Heavenly Father. End of the article, Heavenly Father Prepared a Way for Me to Return to Him, read by Brett Venable.
For Older Kids, The Dance Can Wait, by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. It was time to go, but Michelle had something to finish. Search, ponder, and pray are the things that I must do. The Spirit will guide, and deep inside I'll know the Scriptures are true. Children's Songbook, page 109. Lisa watched as her 16-year-old sister Michelle sat on her bed and read the Book of Mormon.
Aren't you going to the dance?
Lisa was 11. It would be 3 more years before she could go to a stake dance.
I wish I was old enough to go,
she said as she sat down on Michelle's bed. Michelle smiled at her.
You bet I'm going, but I want to finish reading before I go. I just have a couple of pages left.
Lisa sat quietly while Michelle read. She knew her sister had looked forward to the stake New Year's Eve dance for weeks. Michelle had saved her money from her job at the mall and had bought a new dress to wear that night. Lisa also knew that Michelle had set a goal to finish reading the Book of Mormon by the end of the year. Lisa was reading too, but she wasn't finished yet. Michelle looked up and grinned as she closed her scriptures.
Done! I finished the whole Book of Mormon. Lisa, do you want to pray with me?
She asked. Surprised, Lisa nodded. She and Michelle had prayed together for family home evening and family prayer, but never just the two of them. Lisa listened as her sister prayed. Michelle told Heavenly Father how much she loved the Scriptures, the Prophet, and Jesus Christ. After the prayer, both girls were silent for a long moment. Lisa finally looked up to see tears on Michelle's cheeks.
Why are you crying?
She asked.
I've read the Book of Mormon before,
Michelle explained with a smile as she brushed the tears away.
But I never really understood the words on the cover until now. Another testament of Jesus Christ. This time I learned that the Book of Mormon really does testify of Jesus Christ.
Lisa suddenly felt a rush of love for Michelle.
I'm glad you're my big sister,
she said. Michelle brushed a hand over Lisa's hair.
I'm glad you're my sister, too. Want to help me do my hair?
Sure,
Lisa said. They both brushed Michelle's long brown hair until it was shiny and smooth. Michelle kissed Lisa's cheek, then hurried to get ready for the dance. Lisa picked up the scriptures. She had just set a goal for the year. She was going to finish the Book of Mormon, too. End of the story, The Dance Can Wait, by Jane McBride Choate.
Question Corner. Some of my friends have been daring each other to do dangerous things. They say they're only having fun, but I'm afraid someone might get hurt. What can I do?
Note. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
If you're scared that they will get hurt, then tell them that. They might not stop, but at least they'll know that you care for them and you absolutely do not want them to get hurt. If they continue and go to larger problems, you'll have to do something larger too. You should probably tell an adult. L.S., age 10, California, USA.
I would tell them that they shouldn't be doing it. If they didn't listen, I would tell a grown-up. If the grown-ups didn't listen, I would pray about it and see what the Spirit told me to do. Micah E., age 8, England.
Being older, Truth or Dare is a popular game, though I do not play it. How I usually handle this is by, 1, going to get a responsible adult, and 2, saying something along the lines of, this isn't cool. It's really as simple as that. Just make sure to keep yourself out of those sorts of situations. Peyton A., age 12, Oregon, USA.
You should tell your friends how you feel about the situation. Explain why it is bad and the bad things that may happen as a result. Brooklyn S., age 11, New Mexico, USA.
If your friends are daring you to do dangerous things, I think you should just walk away and go play with other friends. You could also say, let's go play something else. Mason L., age 7, Utah, USA.
First pray to Heavenly Father. Then tell your friends you are concerned about their safety and make up or play a different game. If your friends don't listen, then maybe hang out and play with other people until they have stopped the dares. Just remember, God will help you the entire way. Nicole N., age 10, Nevada, USA.
You can either walk away or you can talk about it with them. You can ask Heavenly Father in a prayer to help you. Evie L., age 8, Utah, USA.
Next question. I keep trying to read the scriptures, but they don't sound anything like the books I like to read. How can I understand the scriptures better? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by January 31st, 2014. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of question corner.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. Or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state, province, country. I agree to the terms of the Friend Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent, and grant permission for the friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the friend online. The last laugh. Two fish are swimming in a fishbowl. One says to the other, I don't know. What do you want to do today? Through your eyes. Heavenly Father has blessed all our lives by giving us beautiful sunrises every morning to greet us. Kateko M., age 12, Gauteng, South Africa. End of P.S.
Prophet Portrait, Ezra Taft Benson. Ezra Taft Benson did many chores on his family farm. Because he loved farming, he earned an advanced degree in agricultural economics and eventually served as Secretary of Agriculture for the United States in Washington, D.C. President Benson loved the Book of Mormon and encourage church members to study as families and as individuals. End of Prophet Portrait, Ezra Taft Benson. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Dear parents and teachers, the back cover of The Friend is our new place for talking to you. Each month we'll share teaching tips, online resources, family home evening ideas, and support for the topics children are learning in primary. We hope this page will be an empowering resource to help you reach and teach the children in your life. With love, The Friend. Note, order The Friend at store.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas. Scripture Study. Family Fun Time, page 6, is about Scripture Study. This year, children in senior primary are studying the Old Testament. Use the scripture chart on pages 24 through 26 to study along with your family. Find other ways to bring your family closer to Christ at lds.org/go/FR closer to Christ. Heavenly Father's Plan. You can use Bringing Primary Home, pages 42 through 43, to help your family learn about this month's primary sharing time theme. You'll find a short lesson, a scripture, and ideas for talking with your children. A simplified version of the song, He Sent His Son, is on pages 30 through 31. Each person is special. Read about two brothers from Mexico on pages 14 through 15, and watch one in a million videos at friend.lds.org. Talk about how Heavenly Father loves each of His children, no matter where they live. How should we treat other people, even if they seem different from us? Missionary Work. Read You Found Me, Bishop, on pages 2 through 3. Who can your family invite to church? How can your family help others feel welcome at church? Set some missionary goals. What's new in The Friend? Family Fun Time. This new page goes with the first story in the magazine. It includes an activity and recipe, plus ideas for talking with your children, a great resource for family home evening. Friends Around the World. In 2014, we're highlighting a different country each month with a photo story, a paper figure to cut out, and activities and recipes. Look for an article in the Ensign about the history of the church in that country. Topics in this issue: courage, choosing not to cheat, and Question Corner. Faith, prayers and potatoes. Family, bright idea poster, and the dance can wait. Honesty, choosing not to cheat. Jesus Christ, special witness Elder Robert D. Hales, following Jesus. Learn about Jesus. Friend to friend, the victory tunnel. Bringing Primary Home, Heavenly Father prepared a way for me to return to Him. Kindness. Hiram's Primary at Home. Friend to friend, the victory tunnel. Missionary Work. Follow the Prophet. You Found Me, Bishop. Music. The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. And He Sent His Son. Old Testament. Old Testament Scripture Challenge. Patriarchal Blessing. A Blessing for Katie. Peer Pressure. Question Corner. Plan of Salvation. Bringing Primary Home, Heavenly Father prepared a way for me to return to Him. Prayer, prayers and potatoes, and a busy day for busy hands. Primary, Hiram's Primary at Home. Service, follow the Prophet, You Found Me, Bishop, a busy day for hands, and Hiram's Primary at Home. Scriptures, just like the Scriptures, Family Fun Time, Old Testament Scripture Challenge, Following Jesus, Learn About Jesus, and The Dance Can Wait. Standards, Choosing Not to Cheat, and Question Corner. Talents, Talent Show Surprise, The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. Testimony, The Dance Can Wait. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers.